Bodies lie in the gloom of a Ukrainian blackout, the collateral damage of Russia's latest onslaught against Ukraine's power grid. An onslaught civilians would be forgiven for feeling is directed specifically at them. Nearly 70 missiles and drones were launched, says Ukraine's leadership, 51 of them downed. Imagine the destruction if more had got through.
The EU Parliament declared Russia a state sponsor of terrorism today. Finally, I'm grateful to all the European parliamentarians. Then Russia proved it true to the whole world, launching 67 rockets at our infrastructure, at our energy, at regular civilians. The result is tragic.
President Zelensky insists engineers are working flat out to get power and water back up again, but they've got an enormous task ahead. Pretty much every city across this large country has a skyline as dark as this one on Wednesday night. From Kyiv to Kharkiv, from Dnipro to Odessa, people are shivering in their candlelit homes and the temperature has dropped below zero. It was a day that began with death too. This was a maternity unit on the outskirts of Zaporizhia until Russian missiles arrived. A newborn baby was killed. The mother and two doctors barely survived.
She said a missile hit the maternity hospital and she could not find her child. She was pulled out from under the rubble by the emergency workers. Her child was dead.
People here believe that Russia, losing ground to Ukraine's military, is trying to break civilian will instead. But despite the death and discomfort, they insist they won't be broken. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.